And instead of the earth getting better, producing as God had created it to produce, but it rather grew wicked and wickeder. Continued violence increased among the families. Violence continued to sow it until it was so filled with violence. God said, I'm sorry that I made man. Anybody here? He said, Noah, he found a man out of all that was going on. He found a man by the name of who? Noah. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He said, I want you to build me an ark. Told him how to build it. Get your family, Noah, because you're the only one that's going to escape what I'm about to do. Hallelujah. You're the only one that's going to be able to escape. So Noah got his family, his wife, his three sons, and their wives. And there were eight souls. And said, and he worked on that ark for a number of years, 40 years. Finally, it was finished, prepared. And he said, Noah, take your family, go in the ark, and take two of each kind of animal, and you put them in the ark. You notice, I never thought about that. They didn't have to take any fish in the ark. Never thought about that. But anyway, he took what? Two of the kind. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they got in, it started to rain. And it rained. And it rained. It rained. And it rained. 40 days and 40 nights until what used to be mountain became covered with water. Hello? God saw after he did this, he filled the earth again from Noah. There came violence between his three sons. Trouble again. He said, I will have to find me a man. I have to look in the Godhead because that's the only place I can find one that will qualify for the job. Taking you somewhere. And all through the people, the generation, and because you know generation, men and women live much longer physically than we live now. Methuselah lived how long? 969 years. He lived the longest, almost 1,000 years. Amen. But he had to find a man. It was Adam that did it. God didn't do a thing. Adam chose to separate himself from God by disobeying God. He didn't mean to do it altogether, but out of his desperation trying to do something which he should have stopped before it was too late. But he did it. He committed high treason, nevertheless. And mankind, should I say, suffer violence. You sitting in your seats, all of you sitting out there listening, you that are viewing us by live streaming, hallelujah. You can't really know I guess that's a good word, Lord. Comprehend, you can't really know or comprehend what a curse-free world is like. All we have ever known was a cursed world. And that's why if we don't follow the scripture, the Holy Spirit, and the word that he enlightened us, we walk around daily calling something a blessing that God calls a curse. We talk that don't agree with what God did and who God is. When something really good happened to us, we go tell our neighbor, I got lucky. Y'all know I'm preaching good. And we wonder why I got lucky and this happened, but why did it cut off? Because you cut it off with what you said. You're trying to make God blessing. Hello. Be something that Satan is cursing. And trying to make what Satan is cursing, trying to make it be God doing it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And because of this, and many, many things goes on in our lives, we have a hard time separating things that are good and bad. You said, do we? Yes. How do you know it? But because, how I know that? Because of the choices we make. And the thing we do. If we knew the real truth in detail of who God is and what he's done and who he is, and Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father, curses and things will flee from our lives. And blessing will overflow and abound. Although they are here, but we cut them off. We stop them because of our action. God get accused of doing so, and which is not right. So our text says, having spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly. And when we allow the thing that we learn from other sources, other places, man, religion, demons, devils, evil spirits, and co-hosts of darkness and the works of evil. When we allow them to have say-so in our lives, we fail to get the blessing flowing in our lives because we yield to something else that God didn't say. Having spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Satan ruled and reigned over the church, over the body of Christ. God ended through Christ, gave us his word, which is Jesus, gave us his blood, which he shared. It was spilled. gave us his spirit, who birthed us into the kingdom, gave us his love that never failed, gave us faith that we believe and all things will come to pass in our lives, what he said.